The RCAF Foundation presents Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. Stories based on actual events from a century of history in the RCAF. Episode 2, The Parabels.
Can I get you ladies some coffee? Maybe some dessert?
Sure, coffee sounds just great, thank you.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Now, hold on, Muriel. This is a celebration of sorts, isn't it?
Sure, it's a celebration, Gracie.
Right. See, Isabel agrees too. So, I think we should have some cake. Marjorie?
Chocolate for me, Gracie.
Then it's settled. Why don't you go ahead and just bring us the whole chocolate cake?
Well, okay, certainly, ladies. Say, you gals celebrating something today?
Well, actually, we are celebrating. It's our 10-year anniversary.
You all work together or something?
We sure did, but it all ended a decade ago, in 1956.
That was the last year we dropped from the sky, right, sisters?
Dropped from the sky? That's it! You know, I thought I recognized you ladies. I remember you. You used to be in the paper. Yeah, you were on the front page. You gals are those nurses with the parachutes. From the Royal Canadian Air Force, right? Oh, what do they call you? Oh yeah, the Jumpin' Jessies, or... The Parapets?
The Parabels, thank you very much. We're the Parabels, and we were more than jumping nurses. We were search and rescue experts. We saved lives.
Well, gee whiz, I bet you got some stories.
We sure do. How much time do you got?
Say, I haven't seen you in the papers lately.
Well, we're all married now. In fact, that's why the Parabels were dissolved. Women couldn't be married and in the military. There were 7 of us pararescue women in total, you know, even though it's just us 4 meeting today. We all got married and, well, we all lost our jobs.
Gosh, well, that don't seem right. I mean, forgive me, but as ladies in the military, you must have seen your fair share of unfair treatment.
Oh, no. We were always treated just the same as the boys. We were close, actually. We would eat, sleep in the barracks, and work with them 24 hours a day. No, we were never treated differently. Right, Muriel?
You speak the truth, Marjorie. Anyone here remember bush lore training?
Grueling!
They sent a bunch of ladies out into the wilderness to train?
They certainly did. Not for the faint of heart or soul. An 11-week survival course. Poor Muriel over here, why she...
I broke my leg 3 weeks in. I had to wait to heal before going all the way to the Edmonton Mock Tower.
The terrifying tower. But that's really where it all began, where we all did our first jump. Oh, the suits, the equipment.
Those suits! Sure, we were treated the same as the boys. Wasn't fair that we had to fit into their suits.
Oh, gosh, all the suits and the equipment designed for men. These ridiculous, oversized canvas suits, padded leather masks, loose harnesses. It wasn't safe.
Sorry, did you say loose harnesses? I mean... Weren't you scared or something might happen?
Something did happen.
Tell them, Gracie.
Well, I got the call. You see, a geologist needed to be rescued from Mount Coquitlam. So up I was...
All right, team. Listen up. We should be coming up on the landing target momentarily. Prepare to initiate jump sequence. Are you ready?
Ready, Sergeant.
Miss McEachran, are you ready to jump?
Yes, sir.
How many times have you jumped before?
This is my first operational rescue jump, sir.
All right, nurse. Just like in training. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's wreckage down by that clearing. Coming in as low as we can here. Now, jump!
You've got this, Gracie. Arch 1000. 2,000. 3,000. Check 1,000. Chute is open. Oh, God. I feel like I'm falling faster than I did in training. Must be all this extra heavy gear. Whoa! Oh, no! My harness! It's slipping!
Ah!
Oh! 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 I can't get a grip. My foot... It's stuck! Oh, I'm dangling by my foot! Gracie, remember your training. Remember bush lore camp. How far up am I? Oh. It must be almost... 50 feet to ground. I need to be careful. One wrong move and...
No. Stay calm, Greasy. Remember your training. The rope. I need the rope. Oh, my gloves! Ugh. I've got to reach the pack. I need to get that rope. Ugh. There. Got it. Now, I have to get myself upright. I'll try to tie the ropes across and lift myself. Come on, Greasy. You can do it. Oh, these branches are wet. My hands... Ow! I'm slipping. Ugh. I just need to ease down carefully. Oh, but I don't have much time. The sergeant said we would only have a few hours of light to make it to the rendezvous point. Ah! Oh, hold on. You can do this. Ugh. Now slowly, carefully, down.
Wait. You're telling me that you were hanging upside down nearly 50 feet off the ground by 1 foot?
That's right. In fact, it took me 2 hours to right myself and climb down.
Boy, oh boy. I bet you were glad to be back in that bed again.
Oh no, there was no bed that night. Unfortunately, my gloves had fallen to the ground, and during the slippery descent, I suffered severe rope burns to my hands. See? I still have the scars. And by the time I reached the ground, it was dark, and I spent the night in the cold wild completely alone.
Nobody came to rescue you?
To rescue me? No. In fact, the next morning, I carried over 50 pounds in medical kit bags and trekked up the mountain where I finally found my team. My job was to rescue, and nothing was going to stop me.
And the geologist?
Saved. And after my spinal fusion surgery and at least one more knee replacement, I think I'll be all right too.
You are listening to The Parabells, episode 2 from the RCAF Foundation's podcast series, Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. Stories based on actual events from a century of history in the RCAF.
I just can't imagine you sweet ladies surviving in the wilderness.
The wilderness was rough, no question about it. But there are things much worse than wilderness. Things that you cannot forget. Our job was to rescue people from death. We faced tragedies, like the one on July 22nd, 52. I had been assigned to the pararescue unit at RCAF Station Trenton just a few months after training when we got the order.
RCAF Trenton, this is RCAF Bagotville, Quebec. Do you read me? Over.
Copy. RCAF Bagotville, you've got RCAF Trenton. Over.
Trenton, we have an urgent situation on the training ground over Lac Marchand. There's been an accident. A crash in the middle of Operation Signpost. Over.
Signpost? The joint tactical training with the U.S.? Over.
Affirmative, Trenton. Over.
What kind of crash? What's the situation, Bagotville? Over.
A Lancaster bomber collided midair with a Vampire jet trainer. There was an explosion. Over.
Any survivors, Bagotville? Over.
Orders are for a search and rescue mission. We need you to send your pararescue team immediately. We're deploying ours as we speak. Over.
Roger that. We'll scramble our rescue unit and have them up in the air ASAP. Good luck to you. Over and out.
Roger that, Trenton. Over and out.
Flight Officer Thompson, have you got the radio equipment secured in your pack? We're going to need to stay in communication with Trenton.
Yes, sir, Sergeant Dawson.
You've only been jumping for a couple of months. You're sure you're okay with this mission? It could be bad.
This is my 16th jump, Sergeant. Fear is not a problem for me.
Hold on. That... there. That's Lac Marchand.
I see it. It's rugged terrain. To the east, over the tree canopy. I think I see the wreckage.
We're getting close. There. Charred remains of the plane. Where's the bloody tail? Thompson, prepare yourself and prepare for our jumping sequence.
Ready, Sergeant.
Wait for the green light to come on. There it goes. Okay, Thompson, jump.
Sergeant Warren Dawson, this is Station Trenton. Do you copy? I repeat, Sergeant Dawson, Officer Thompson, this is Trenton. Do you copy? I repeat, this is Trenton. Do you copy? Can you hear me? Damn, where are they? It's been 4 hours with no communication. They've got the radio. Is it broken? Are they hurt? Orders are to keep trying. This is RCAF Station Trenton. Come in, Dawson. Come in, Thompson. Anybody.
Thompson. You okay?
Yes, Sergeant. Chute secured. Radio is set up.
I've never landed so close to a target. That's one for the books. What's your assessment of the crash site?
Let's see. The remains of the plane. It's so charred. Still, there could be survivors.
Where the hell is the tail?
Nowhere in sight, sir.
This is the fuselage. It's almost unrecognizable. It's...
the Lancaster bomber. The cockpit door. Quick, help me with the cockpit door.
No. Oh, God. No. No, no. I count four. Is it? I think four. Oh, God. The bodies. They're burned.
Please step aside, sir. Let me look. Oh, poor brave souls. Yes, four bodies, sir. May you be rewarded for your sacrifice, and may you rest in peace.
I'll contact Station Trenton with the radio. Give them the update as ordered. There's no signal. I can't even get static, dammit. They won't even know if we landed safely. We've got to find the rest of the team and tell them what we found here. We'll have them radio Trenton for us. Pack up the equipment. We need to find the shore of Lac Marchand and the rest of the rescue team now. How many hours of daylight do you estimate we have left?
Less than 4 hours. And with the terrain ahead, we need to move quickly, sir.
Right. Let's get a move on. We'll have to push our way through it. Damn. Branches are too heavy. We're gonna have to hack our way through.
The hatchets.
And the knives, too. We're gonna need them. It's all bloody swamp and stumps. How are your boots holding up, Thompson?
Soaked, sir. Up ahead, past the birch stand. Is that a clearing?
Clearing, yes. We must be coming up to the shore of Marchand now. Hello? Hello? Anyone hear us?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Team Trenton, is that you?
Yes.
Over here.
Good to have you, Trenton. You are a sight for sore eyes. We didn't know if you'd made it. Station Trenton said they hadn't heard from you.
Is anyone on the team injured?
No, officer. We're just fine, thanks. But prepare yourselves for one hell of a trek tomorrow. We think the Lancaster Tail is about 5 miles through that spruce bog.
Thompson, we better get some food and rest.
Rest, sir? There are 3 more men whose lives may depend upon us. I'm not sure if I'll sleep tonight.
Oh, gosh. Now I remember reading the story in the Globe and Mail. It said that all 7 of them... well, that they...
Yes. All 7 air crew had perished. We rushed to find the tail of the Lancaster. By heaven, we raced through some of the wildest, thickest, and most miserable country I have ever seen. And when we found it... it was clear there were no survivors. I can't forget them. I don't forget them.
You ladies, I mean, officers, are real heroes. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna bring you that chocolate cake, and it's on the house. It's really and truly been an honor to serve you today.
Well, it was certainly our honor to serve our country.
Hear, hear!
The Parabels earned the right to wear the badge of qualified RCAF pararescue personnel. They were the first women officers in Canada to wear an emblem of aerial operations. As pioneers in pararescue, the Parabels were part of an elite unit of survivalists who redefined gender roles in the Royal Canadian Air Force. As Canadians, we owe a debt of gratitude to the Parabels. 7 women who, from 1951 to 1956, risked their own lives to save others. Muriel Beaton, Marion Neely, Marion McDonald, Marjorie Fulton, Anne Peden, Gracie McEachern, and Isabel Thompson. Ladies, we salute you. The Parabels was written by Sarah Moyle and produced by Jason Wilson. It featured the voices of Michelle Diamond, Kathy Mainpa, Madryn McCabe, Christy Peak, Vince Reel, James Strawn, and Jason Wilson. The episode was recorded at Jesse's Jazz Cafe in Toronto and was engineered, mixed, and mastered by Marge Giammarco. The music was written and performed by Jason Wilson and his band.
Explore some of the other episodes from this podcast series, including Box Top 22.
What is the status of the rescue unit helicopters from Gander?
They need to turn around. The conditions are too difficult out east to negotiate.
And the chopper from Goose Bay?
Cancelled. It was taking them too long to get through.
Damn blizzard. Hansen, we need to put together a ground rescue team and have them head out on the Arctic terrain vehicles immediately from alert.
Yes, sir.
Captain DeGroot, I think I saw something overhead, just to the west. Yes, it's a plane. A rescue plane.
A plane! Overhead!
Quickly, grab the flare guns.
Got them, Moore.
Fire them off, now!
Please let them find us.
This episode is part of the podcast series, Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. The executive producers were Jeremy Diamond and Jennifer Blake. The series was made possible thanks to the kind support of Air Canada and Veterans Affairs Canada. For more information, visit rcaffoundation.ca.